The county was divided into beats.
What does that mean?
The county was represented by population clusters,
mm-hmm.
and that would determine the number of representatives in the state legislature.
Mm-hmm.
And each beat, like a county may have two beats,
mm-hmm.
One beat there may be more population than in the other beat.
Mm-hmm.
So more than likely the county representative would come from the more populated part of the county.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, how about if they're not specific divisions like that, are there specific neighborhoods for different ethnic groups, for instance?
Sure. What is divided black and white?
Is there a certain dividing line?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Railroad tracks.
Okay, is it? And which side is which?
Okay. North side of the tracks. Well, tracks run east-west, too. On the commercial side
mm-hmm.
of the tracks is where the white people are.
Mm-hmm.
Once you leave the commercial area, that's mm-hmm. when you start getting into the black community.
Mm-hmm. Now, are these all within the city limits? You
mm-hmm.
said you live in a suburb
right.
of Lynette, really. Are they racially divided, the suburb areas?
Mm-hmm. Every suburb has, well, every little town
mm-hmm.
has its own black neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have their own borders, whether it be a street or a railroad or something.
Would you ever use the term downtown talking about Lynette? Is it big enough?
Sure.
Okay, what would
mm-hmm.
what would that mean?
That would be Main Street where all the commercial shops are.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you shop.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we used it more for West Point because that's where most of the commercial area was.
Mm-hmm. How about banks?
Banks would be downtown.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there also branch banks,
mm-hmm.
branch stores?
Right.
Out in each of the little towns?
No, not always.
Mm-hmm.
Each community has its own bank. And its own post office,
mm-hmm.
but in the 90 branch stores.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you have to go downtown.
You have to go to West Point. You know, until the shopping centers came up.
Ah.
Now the shopping centers have almost killed downtown.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Well, do the blacks still shop downtown?
Mm-hmm.
And whites go to shopping centers, is that?
Well, it's both.
Mm-hmm.
It's both.
Well, do the black areas have their own shopping centers?
No. Yeah, but not as fine as the white ones, as
mm-hmm.
the ones that's mostly for whites.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other minority groups other than
no.
blacks?
No.
No
mm-hmm.
Jewish or Roman
mm-hmm.
Catholic? Or, okay.
Well, there are, but it's so... Like, I never met a Jewish person until I came to Atlanta.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what the big deal was.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And I never understood discrimination, you know, against Jewish people. I was raised a Christian, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was fine that they believe that, I believe this.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know, you know, about Jewish discrimination.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about a division in terms of the socioeconomic level? Is there a definite upper class section?
Mm-hmm. They're across the river in West Point, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, uh-huh. Okay.
I think I told you earlier, the town is a textile town, and it's called West Point Fairfield. The home office is in West Point, Georgia. Now, the mill management lives in West Point,
mm-hmm.
and the mill labor lives in Lynette, Fairfax, Hughley, Chalmette,
hmm.
Riverview.
Mm-hmm. Is there any reason why they'd want to live across the state line? Are the taxes lower or something?
No, it's a prestigious
uh-huh.
Address. Uh-huh. Now I'm not saying all mill management, you know, don't live over there, but the high executives and a lot of the mill managers. Now when you get down
mm-hmm.
to supervisors, then they're living in Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Would you call that middle class?
Mm-hmm.
Are there particular parts where middle class live?
Right.
Where are they?
Subdivisions.